Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, just about the only thing that makes Fridays worthwhile. Our drinks, the weekend, and of course, Benidorm coming up. On this week's show, Kinnell Connect's done well. It's become the fastest selling consumer electronics device ever. iPhone 5 rumours gather pace, and we reveal the apps we'd love to see. We've also been talking to Richard Branson. Well, I say we, I mean the lovely Ree Morgan and the man that other men imagine themselves becoming when they buy exfoliation products. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hi,
hello.
Dan.
Hello. How are you?
We weren't both talking to Richard Branson.
No.
No.
Yeah, I just segued into the introduction.
Yeah, that was just an ambivalent, ambiguous introduction.
But Ree, you have.
We'll
come on to that.
Oh,
anyway, Duncan, your thoughts on the week.
My thoughts on the week. Well, I tell you what, somebody's been horrible about us again.
What?
On iTunes.
Yes. Oh, what, in the review section?
Yes, they said very
this hurts,
cruel thing.
You know?
Like what?
What did they say?
He said it was so condescending. It's like it was really badly spelled. So it was like being condescended to by a halfwit. But it was like, it's quite amusing, but they do get the tech wrong all the time, and I'm afraid that it just underlines the fact that T3, you know, they do look at a lot of technology, but they don't really know a lot about it. To which I say. Really? That's the entire point of the podcast. And if you don't like it, there's far better informed podcasts you can go and listen to.
We could get some really informed people on here, but you wouldn't want to listen to them.
No. I know, exactly. All this is a like, amateurish sort of stringing together of knob jokes with occasional references to technology. It's, I mean, why would you tune in every week and just sit there going, well, I suppose it's quite amusing, but they've just said that Thunderbird is a proprietary Apple thing. Which I'm not sure we exactly did anyway, because I asked you the question, is it Apple proprietary? And you, in your usual way, said, I don't know.
I have no idea.
So we didn't exactly make the statement, because we never do make statements, because we're so ill-informed that we're not able to do that. So this guy,
So what, he says it's not?
No.
No, but it's made by Intel.
Well, as a humorless man, I believe him.
Yes, well.
So there we are.
Maybe we should get him on the podcast.
Thunderbird is not proprietary. Well, it's made by Intel, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But then developed in association with Apple. Mm-hmm. So although it's not proprietary, it's not. Anyway, let's not get bogged down in that kind of discussion.
Let's not get
but anyway,
facts you, right.
If you're listening this week, that guy, I'm sounding like Alan Partridge now. Like, you are hereby banned from ever listening to this podcast again. So I don't want to be hearing from you again. All right, sunshine, on your way.
Excellent.
Off your truck.
Thanks for that. That's one fewer listener. On to our top story, and it is the news that Kinect, of all things, has become the fastest selling consumer electronics device ever.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's not just according to us either. That is according...
Well, it would be wrong.
Yes, exactly. That is according to the Guinness Book of Records, which has clocked it selling a whopping, wait for this, 130,000 units a day in its first 60 days on sale. That is nearly...
You do the math.
Well, I will. Yes, that's nearly 8 million by the first week of January
like
this year.
Maths,
impeccable math, Stan.
I would say.
Carol Vorderman would be...
That's a lot.
That is an amazing, a phenomenal amount.
It's a very large number.
Yeah. Did we, has this kind of snuck up on us?
It snuck up on me because I didn't think it would fly because of, I was thinking, particularly in this country, I was thinking, English reserve, people won't like the idea
flailing
of having
arms.
To flap their arms up and down.
For a kickoff, let's say that's worldwide. So we haven't got the UK breakdown, but still. An awful lot of sales.
It's actual sales.
Yeah, it's just something about it's completely captured people's imagination. I suppose people who have either already got a Wii or have seen or know people who've got the Wii and are like, wow, this is like a development of this. Whereas I saw it as a slightly unnecessary development of this. Obviously, normal people were like, this is what we've been waiting for. No controller at all. We just wave our arms.
We've noted in the past that the advertising for Kinect has been about a million times better than the advertising for Move.
Yes.
Yeah, Move.
I haven't really seen much Move advertising. But I'd want to know, are these people who've bought them also buying Xboxes? Or... do a high proportion of them have an Xbox?
That's a very good question. A lot of the sales
Connect.
Were the bundles, weren't they?
Initially, yes.
I haven't got a breakdown, but I remember when it first went on sale, the reports were along the lines of they were selling very well.
I suppose, to be fair, although it is the highest, fastest selling consumer thing in the history of ever, to be fair, it is an add-on for an existing thing. So you've already got, particularly in America, a huge user base who are now buying... But then it's not cheap, you know. You know, if it was like, it costs 20 quid, then you'd just say, yeah, well, sure, of course, everyone's going to buy it. But it's not by any means cheap. But we've also is also the other reason why I didn't think it would quite fly. But
yeah, but you see, the thing about, because Move is cheap to start with.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but then you've got to add controllers each time you want to add a person. Connect
I totally take that point.
Yeah.
But there's no way you could say that that Connect is a giveaway cheap, everybody must buy it type price.
No.
So it's very impressive.
130,000 a day. Why? I mean, we said the adverts, but why else has it sold so much better than Move?
I think people see Move as too close to the Wii. They're like, why should I, if I've got a Wii, then why should I get it? It's just too similar to it, whereas Kinect is something they're seeing as completely different.
I think, in a way, they've almost, I think Move is doing quite well, to be fair, but it's obviously losing out compared to Kinect. But I think in a way they've kind of screwed themselves doubly, because in one sense they've tried to make it like, oh, it's very hardcore, you know, and it's like for playing proper sort of shooty games. So that immediately puts off the kind of Wii type audience. And then I think a lot of people, as like Ray says, basically would look at it and go, well, it's exactly the same as the Wii. You know, like Sony can say, oh, well, it's got a glowing ball on top and it's black, so that's more manly. But at the end of the day, it's like nunchuck in one hand, controller in the other hand. Well, that's a Wii. You know?
Yeah, so, I mean, Kinect is kind of inherently not hardcore gamery. And
no, not
the,
at all.
The Xbox had already started to move away from hardcore gamer, like as its target, more towards that Wii market family. You know, offering a really cheap entry price with you know, kind of family style games bundled in. PlayStation. It's sort of trying to do that, but it's almost trying to be all things to all men. It's going, okay, we're hardcore gaming, we're family. Oh, look, everyone can get around and create levels on
Little
Big Planet. And it's your whole entertainment system, and it's just about everything, which it is. It can do all those things. But in terms of explaining that to people...
I suppose the other thing is that also the Xbox itself is cheaper than the PS3. It's at quite a mature point in its sort of product cycle, as marketing people say. So I don't know, I guess Microsoft feel, now we've scooped up all the hardcore gamers, now let's scoop up the non-hardcore gamers, because we've already got that. We're not going to put off the hardcore gamers, because they've all already bought it. So now we can move on to their mums or whatever, you know. So it's pretty, I mean, you know, something you like about Microsoft, they're seen as being dowdy and Apple's poor relation, but they know how to sell things.
Yeah.
Well, they do on this one. I mean, it's not just the Move, of course, that it's outsold, given that it is the record holder. So this is better than the iPhone, better than the iPad. And these are all gadgets we get very excited about.
Yeah.
In terms of sales figures and things like that.
Yeah. Well, we're very adult people, aren't we? So we're just interested in the kind of high-end...
And
tech.
It's nice that Guinness Book of Records brought it out and not Microsoft. So it's kind of, it's, you know, they're
sales. And of course, Kinect moving on to PCs.
Yes, and to Windows Phone 7.
Yeah, I saw that this week. Yeah, so that's a hack though, isn't it? Someone's hacked it because it started off with a PC as a hack. People hacked it so they could whack it onto a PC and use it for that. And we saw those 3D videos. Now Microsoft has actually come out and gone, okay, here you go. Here's all the drivers and everything. Developers, see what you can do with
it. Yeah, that's an interesting thing as well, because that isn't what you'd really... In the past, that's not the sort of thing you'd really have expected Microsoft to do. And it contrasts very strongly with Sony, who are trying to prosecute people for...
Although Sony have done the same with the Move controller now, haven't they? They've released... they've thrown it out to developers and stuff.
Have they? Well, to developers, but not... In a kind of go and do what you like with it kind of thing. Dismantle
a little bit like
it.
That. Yes, yeah. Not quite as much as just plug this into your PC and play. I'm not sure Kinect and Windows Phone 7 go hand in hand, but someone has done it.
Yeah.
Fair play to them.
But good job.
People are using it for things like sort of, I was reading kind of like medical applications and things.
Well, I've seen it on a robot that goes into earthquake zones, which is rather topical today, but goes into earthquake zones. So what they were saying was, previous... to the Kinect coming out, they used to have to build stuff from scratch, costing thousands and thousands of pounds. Now they've got a box which essentially can see in 3D, essentially.
Yeah, so you can, so by moving your arms, it moves the robot's arms.
And you see this more and more with technology. So this robot has an iPhone strapped to it and a Kinect box, and they're just taking consumer technology and repurposing it to do amazing things.
That's like the T3 reader of the future, basically.
So I mean, it's got, you know,
it's got so
a zillion
much potential,
uses. You know, they there create these things for games and then look what happens. Okay, well, more to get through, so let me say, here is the news. we start with iPhone 5 rumours. Yes, Apple is said to be ditching the glass back and returning to the metal case seen in the original iPhone. The iPhone 4's antenna is also going, now moving to a hand-friendly location behind a resin-filled Apple logo on the rear of the handset.
And what about iPad's A5 processor? Mm. That too could be finding its way into the iPhone 5, bringing dual core to Apple's handset for the first time. That would see it offer real competition to Android's Army dual core lineup, which includes the LG Optimus 2X, the Samsung Galaxy S2, and the Motorola Atrix.
A formidable lineup. Nintendo has announced it will partner with HMV for its official midnight launch of the 3DS. That's on the 25th of March, as it tries to take focus away from the iPad 2, which launches the same day. There's also word of a Wii 2.
Microsoft has seemingly outed plans for its next generation Xbox console, with a jobs posting appearing on LinkedIn. So if you're a graphics hardware architect, a performance architect, or a hardware verification engineer, and who isn't these days? Certainly am. Get that CV ready.
Google Maps free navigation is giving TomTom a run for its money. The Big G's added traffic info to its Android sat-nav, complete with auto rerouting to take on TomTom's premium live service. It even uses historical data to predict snarl-ups, just like TomTom's IQ routes.
And if you thought you were a dedicated member of Team Apple, how about this?
Sorry.
Justin Wagner, also known as I Justin, pitched his tent outside his local Apple store in Texas 3 days, that's 3 days,
loser,
ahead of today's 5 p.m. launch there. As of this morning, there was a sum total of 3 people behind him.
Just as well he got there.
I know. Bless him. I just.
He's got form on this, though. He did the same for the iPhone 4.
Did he?
Yeah.
What?
He's got a little website in which he describes himself as
loser.
It's like
tosspot.
Kind of something
Apple,
you know, Apple dedication, Apple dedicant, and growing. Was it something along the lines of growing web celebrity? And you're like, no, you're not.
That's the last time I'm ever mentioning I, Justin, before he gets like ideas above his station.
Oh, poor man. Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan.
Kevin Murray 82 says, I hope you can help me. I'm in the States next week. If I buy an iPad 2, Wi-Fi, it'll work. No. Is this your typing,
no,
down, or is this the original?
Purely the original.
Okay, I'll try that again. If I buy an iPad 2, Wi-Fi, it'll work, no trouble in the UK, won't it? Oh, I see, yes. He's just said work twice. I was like,
yeah.
work, fierce, girlfriend.
I think it will, but you'll need an American iTunes.
Ah.
Which could come in handy, actually.
Yeah.
Which is not a difficult.
You'd be the envy of your friends. Yeah. You'd be able to get a few things that you can't get over here.
Yes.
But the Wi-Fi, yeah, of course it'll work.
Yes.
Okay.
3G, not so much. But no. Wi-Fi is
definitely
Wi-Fi.
Definitely 3G will not work because it's locked down.
But Wi-Fi will. Okay. Duncan, you have one more.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's all right.
See, this is the sort of thing people complain about. Stuart Wick says, I'm very tempted to buy an iPad 2 this time next year for £329. Bargain.
Oh, you wag. See what he's done there.
He's predicted the future there.
Yeah, because, of course, the iPad currently is £329. So,
oh, my mum got 100 quid off.
Wait 12 months.
Really?
Got the 100 quid rebate.
100 quid off the 329?
No, sorry. The she actually is so...
Oh, you mean she bought one?
Being a Silver Surfer, she's not completely clued up and she doesn't listen to this podcast because I think she'd find it annoying. So she bought an iPad in the last 2 weeks,
and then they
as a result
the rebate.
Yep.
Wow!
Imagine if you bought one 2 weeks and a day ago.
I know, that's what I thought, because I told her about it, because thinking, oh, she'd get 100 quid, and then I thought, oh, I bet it'll be just over 2 weeks.
Whoops!
And then I'll be banished from the family.
Rui, what have you got?
You've been very excited on Twitter by news of a 64 gig iPhone popping up that T3.com broke this week.
We've broken it already.
Yeah, we've got it. Smashed it to smithereens.
Broke the
Action
news
Jacks. Action. Action Jackson 666.
Great name.
Sean All the big tech vlogs are now picking up on the 64 gig iPhone that atTV.com picked up on days ago.
You see.
I love that his real name is Sean. Like Action Jackson 666.
Or
real name
Sean.
Sean. And then also DB189, David Bold. I could do with a 64 gig iPhone space as I have far too many apps and have had to delete videos. Hurry up and launch it.
How much space do apps take up? They're like 2K each, aren't they?
Maybe he's got all the sat navs.
He's got all the apps. He's got all the apps.
I would love a 64 gig iPhone, I must admit.
A lot of people were interested in that. Interesting conversation between Simon Price 01, who tweeted, I love the female Welsh accent so much. I could listen to that woman off the One Show all day, even though she's blatantly a vacuous cretin.
That's nice.
Yes. And Doily Boy, who's Philip Doyle, who replied, same here with the Welsh accent. Try Ree Morgan on the T3 podcast.
That's nice.
Yeah, you're right up there with that female bird off the One Show.
I love that. Even though she's blatantly a vacuous cretin. That's, you couldn't even call that a double-edged compliment, really.
I don't know whether he's saying try Ree Morgan for the vacuous cretin or try Ree Morgan for the Welsh accent.
I could do both.
Okay.
I love the way that he said I love the female Welsh accent as well. It's like, I love the Welsh accent, but not in a gay way. Just to make it clear, I only like the female
one. None of that male rugby.
I don't listen to Max Boyce or...
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. Oof.
Also, Lopec, who is Andy Gibson, the problem with last week's podcast on Google Listen, remember all that trouble we had?
Yeah.
It was that the RSS feed article that Google Listen uses was missing its title.
Oh, really?
There we go.
There we are. We have to rely on our listeners to sort out our own technical problems.
Basically. That's how, so thanks for that.
Sorry.
Now, less of a gadget of the week and more of a person of the week. Yes. We should have come up with a new jingle, really, shouldn't we?
I know. Maybe.
Never mind. Who is our person of the week?
Sir Richard Branson, Knight of the Realm.
Of course. And why Branson. Is he? Why is he our person of the week?
Because I met him. I interviewed him, actually. Not just met him. I interviewed him on Wednesday. Mm. He was at the launch of TiVo, who signed up with Virgin.
You can tell me about that as well, because I'm on Virgin.
So it's really good.
When am I getting TiVo?
I'm not sure when you're going to get it. Before Virgin Galactic.
Right.
Is what I was told. Yeah.
I wasn't really anticipating going to space soon.
Probably.
But yes.
Okay, how was Richard then?
He was absolutely charming. He was nervous because he doesn't like to do tech interviews.
Really?
Yeah. He was nervous, but
you made Richard Branson nervous.
I know.
Extraordinary.
And then if you look at his blog, there's a lovely picture of me laughing with him, like jokes. Just me and Richard having jokes.
I wonder what he thinks of Welsh accents.
Maybe.
But he loves them.
But he told me a story why he bought an island. This is my favourite story I'm going to tell my children. Okay, let's go through the tech first. He told me about Virgin Galactic.
Okay.
How that is going to be happening in mere months, and also supersonic travel where we could fly to Australia in 2.5 hours.
That's not going to happen in months.
That's not going to happen in months, but they're working on it.
Okay.
Where you'd fly
as
to Australia.
As a spin-off from Virgin Galactic. Because
So you'd fly to space and then back down to Australia, which would mean you're much faster.
Excellent.
So you can be an astronaut on your way to Australia.
What's the physics behind that, Ree?
That would definitely be quantum physics behind that.
Don't say anything because people will tweet now. I think you'll find.
Anyway, then he also said, he said that Steve Jobs sends his best regards to Steve Jobs, and he is the entrepreneur in the world that he most admires.
Well, yes, he is. Here we go. We can hear the big man himself.
Everything he does is class. You know, is real class. And, you know, if he wanted to rename his company Virgin Apple, we'd be happy to merge. But anyway, they're great brand, great company, and may he get well soon.
Virgin Apple, that's a bit of an exclusive.
Yeah, I know. Exciting.
Merger on the cards.
Yeah, that's what we went with. But he's a really lovely man. But the best story he told me was about why he bought an island.
Go on,
so he owns Necker Island. And he said he went to New York, fell in love with a girl who was with another man, and he wanted to take her away, something really special, but he didn't have enough money at the time, because this was before Virgin Records went big. And someone told him about Virgin Islands, and did he name Virgin after Virgin Islands? And so he went into it, rang up with his estate agent, pretended that he was going to buy an island. Was like, yeah, I'm interested in buying an island. They put him up in a house on the island, flew him there in a helicopter with this girl. went to the island, fell in love with the island, fell in love with a girl, then was like, I need to make loads of money, signed Genesis, and then bought the island, married the girl, and had children.
It's just a classic plan,
so
isn't it, really?
He stole her from another man.
Yeah. And pretended to buy an island. I am ringing tomorrow.
That's pretty classy, actually.
To pretend to buy an island.
It's quite a good scam.
It was quite classy, all apart from the Genesis bit.
And you made loads of money from
nicking
there,
somebody else's bird bit.
And,
bit,
yeah, and the heartbreak bit.
That was very frowned upon in the 70s, that kind of thing.
But yes.
I imagine.
Okay.
But yeah, all excellent. The videos, all the, there's more news, also a project going on Android, thinking of giving a project away free as well. Mm. Then also, all of this is on t3.com.
Excellent. Now, there are roughly 2 zillion apps out there, but amazingly, some of our app store searches still turn up nothing. Where is the pub lock-in finder we dream of? Well, we're sure top men are working on that and many other things as we speak. We thought we'd point them in the right direction with the apps we'd love to see.
Yeah. Mine is the lottery because
These are on T3.com, yes. In case people are wondering.
I did ask Richard Branson for £1 million, but yep. He declined. What?
It's worth a try.
You see,
I thought it was worth a shot. You don't ask, you don't get, right?
It's like the island thing.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. I thought he might like admire my gumption.
He sounds a bit absent-minded because his voice is so
soothing.
It wasn't
your gumption he was admiring, love.
Oh, dear.
It was your Welsh accent.
It was your lilt.
Now, we were discussing this in the lift, as you do, and we were saying, well, it's only like it's like a tenner to him, isn't it? Yeah. But then we thought, actually, if just some random stranger came up to you and said, can I borrow a tenner?
I wouldn't pay him back the £1 million.
You wouldn't. Yeah. Can I, well, we all know what borrow means. You wouldn't just go, yeah, here you go.
No.
So
that's true.
Yeah. So, yes, the app.
But as you say, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah, exactly. True.
So the app is called Lottery. And
No.
And the premise is that you download the app and then the 100,000...
So
I can't speak.
Yeah.
That person would win £1 million.
So, right, you pay, you enter the lottery with the app.
Yes.
And every so often they also give away a bonus million.
Yeah.
Okay, I quite like that. Duncan?
I can't remember what was in this article, but what I would love is like a sort of AR type app.
It's going off piste. You're coming up with your own.
I'm freestyling.
My God.
I'm riffing. I believe this is good.
Anything could happen now.
Yeah, I could say rude words, anything. What I'd like would be like a sort of AR type app for kind of on the tube or just in London in general. And you sort of look through it and all the people in the tube become sort of young, sexy people who look sort of engaged and kind of well-dressed and sort of happy, as opposed to the kind of miserable sort of anorak-wearing munters who fill up.
Munters?
Just brighten up your tube.
Yeah,
basically.
Oh, okay, we'll work on that one. I'm going for parking space, which is quite mundane, but because I drive here every week and then have to find a parking space, this...
You are invariably late. So
this would be updated in real time. It will use an elaborate GPS and data checking system to point you in the nearest free car parking space.
Do you know what? There actually is an app that slightly does that. There's AA has a parking app that for certain car parks.
Yeah, and don't forget, but I want this for on the street, you see?
The street.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, I am street.
You are very street.
Yes.
Yep. I have heard it said.
That fleece is street.
I think so. Yes. Anyway, that's about it for this week. Remember, t3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we are on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.